of winning this job?
I don't think I'd be here if that wasn't true. So I'm really excited to get out there and just, you know, kind of do my thing and apply what I've learned over the years. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like a golf tournament. It's not so much about how everyone else does, it's how you do.
Had you been in contact with the Giants, or did this all come together just this last couple days?
Really came together the last couple of days, yeah.
Mike, back in the New York, New Jersey area, what can you say about your tenure with the Jets that can help you work out this Giants tenure?
Probably the biggest thing is I obviously can't say I know the stadium as much because I didn't kick in the new stadium. I have kicked a few times there, but I do know how the wind works in there and how it works out here at the Meadowlands. So it's one of those things I can, you know, try to remember some knowledge that I had back a few years ago.
Mike, one of the things that happened last year, did you have a number of missed extra points? Was there something going on there?
You know what? Not. I think sometimes you give certain kicks too much credit. And instead of thinking like, oh, it's the same kick, whether it's 20 yards or 33 or 50, you still want to hit the same ball. And I think me on a personal level, I just, like I was saying, I gave it too much credit and made it too much bigger of a deal than it actually was. So then you're kind of all hyped up and ready to go. And then, you're just not going to kick as well as you should be able to when you have that feeling.
How tough was last season for you with the way it ended?
It was tough. You know, I think Cincinnati did a great job of – they gave me second chances. You know, it wasn't miss one and you're out of here. So I had very, just great support, and I was always thankful to have that. But at the end of the day, you got to make kicks, and I wasn't doing that. So I can't sit here and say, like, oh, I wish I had more time and anything like that. I think it was something that was – at the time, it was probably what I feel like I deserved. So.
Mike, regardless of how this competition works out, how significant or important was it for you to actually be kicking in a camp so that people would know your name is on the radar and that you are trying to win another NFL job?
I think it is important because especially going into my 13th year this year, you get the question of, do you still want to keep kicking? And it's never been in my mind to retire or anything like that. So it's something that other people may be thinking age-wise. So I think it is important to get in camp and get a feel for the guys and be back out there and be doing everything that you would be doing if it was just any other season.
Mike, how important was the continuity to you in Cincinnati? You know, you guys had a bit of a run there. You were going to the playoffs. You had the same group core guys, Andy Dalton, always a quarterback, that sort of thing. How important was continuity to you in Cincinnati?
You know, for me, individually, the consistency we had in a special teams coach, a snapper, and a holder, and Holder was our punter, and we were all there together since my first year there in 2010. So being able to be with the same guys and have the same schedule and know what's going on every single day for 7 years, that really made things a lot more comfortable. So, but that's one of those situations that doesn't happen very often, so you can't get used to it, for too long.
And they obviously have a guy here. So what do they tell you when they brought you in, just about what to expect?
Nothing really. Just brought me in, say, do what you know how to do best, and take it day by day.
You kind of understand it. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Aldrich was saying he's happy you're here because he thinks he can learn a lot from you. How do you feel about him learning from you and you actually competing with him for a job?
I feel like I can say the same thing. We were talking a little bit today about how it's kind of like if you're trying to run sprints. When you're by yourself, you're just at your own pace. But if there's a few people next to you, it's really something you can try to keep up with the other guy. And so I think both of us can keep an eye on each other, and maybe he does something that I don't feel like I do very well and can work on it, and vice versa. And so hopefully it's one of those things the competition will bring the best out of both of us.